God is a good God.
Yes.
We praise him every day. Amen?
Amen.
And so again, we're grateful that you are here at the church. This is real life.
Yes, it is. It's not scripted.
Yeah. But we're grateful that you are here for the service today to worship with us. And we pray that wherever you are, you know that God is real.
Amen.
And that you're always welcome at the church. Amen?
Amen.
But we give our praises to God and honor to our ministers today who are present, Reverend Priscilla Price, Reverend Dr. Timothy Price, and Reverend Dr. Brian Williams. Our present, Reverend Will Inman, our youth pastors in the back. And we're thankful for every saint who's gathered here today, our ushers, and our musicians, our singers. God loves us all.
He does.
And he has a plan for us, for those who are willing to listen. Amen?
Yes.
Pray you have your Bible today. I want you to look in the very first book of the Bible, book of Genesis. And we first want to go to verse 27. Chapter 1, verse 27. Give you a moment to find that. I'm going to read from King James Version of the Bible. Any version you have that is following the pattern of King James is fine. This is not a season. This is not a time where we lift up Big Brother's Bible, Uncle's Bible, Soul Bible. Let's stay with the Word.
Amen.
And God will be pleased with that. Amen?
Amen?
So let's read this verse. It says, so God created man in his own image. Now look at that. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. We're going to speak from this subject this morning as we look at this Bible, the divinity of motherhood.
Amen.
Will somebody say amen?
Amen?
Will you repeat that after me? The divinity,
of motherhood.
Thank you for standing, church. There are some things that should never be left out as we study and teach the Bible. And on this, what we call Mother's Day, and it's a good thing that we'll set aside a day to recognize mothers, but it's too limited.
Amen.
Mothers deserve praise every day. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
And you find in the Bible that every woman does not have the privilege or opportunity to have children. Some by choice and some by just the way things work out. But if you are blessed to be a mother, there are some things that you should remember. You are blessed. You are loved. And God put that in the Bible. You notice it's in the first book of the Bible. In other words, it should be our foundation work that we recognize the value of a mother. If we don't do that, we're shortchanging ourselves. Now, there are some people in the world that don't get it. They're just always going to feel a mother, a woman, is less than a man. And that's so sad because it means somebody's living their life without getting the full value of what a woman is and what a mother can do for a family. God created man in his own image. In his own image. And then he says male and female. In other words, God treats and looks at women the same as he does men. They're not less. They're not less productive. So where did this come up that men, now men are supposed to stand up. Let's not get men in the household. If you're in the household, you're blessed to have a family. You ought to be able to stand up and teach God and teach the Bible in your home. Amen. Is that right? But that doesn't take away from the fact that a mother is special. The mother is blessed by God because she is as much created in the image of God as the man is. And so we look at this, and that means that there's divinity in motherhood. There's love in motherhood. There's value in motherhood. Now, I have found over my time on this earth that every mother is not the same. There are some mothers that don't understand their role. And the biggest thing that a mother must have is compassion. A mother cannot mistreat children. Amen. There's a limit when we talk about spare the rod, spoil the child. I've had people throw that at me for a long time. And I would tell them, that doesn't mean you beat a child. Right. It doesn't mean you neglect a child. That's not God's desire. So God's desire is to put that mother in a special category, where if you're blessed to be a mother, you understand what goes with that. A mother has to be available for her children. I've read too many stories where something happens to a child and the mother was found to be down the street partying. And we've all heard it. But don't ever believe that that's the best of motherhood. The best of motherhood is where a mother makes sacrifices for her children. Yeah, somebody said it's every day. It's every day. And here's the thing we know. Once you are a mother for life. Your child is 50 years old. You're still the mother. And that child better be listening to what you have to say. Amen. And so the divinity of motherhood is something that the world needs to catch on to and lift up one another like God lifts up this mother. Do the best we can while we have an opportunity. Because the reality is, as our children become adults, they may or may not listen to what we have to say. We can offer advice, but don't ever think they have to follow it when they're out on their own, paying their own bills. They want to be able to make decisions in their lives. Nothing wrong with that. But if we are following the right pattern, church, my daughter, my son-in-law, it reminds me that sometime we have to go through a first. Even a first time without a mother. But God is able. Will somebody say amen? He is able to walk us through it. But I think it's just the reality that we may not have our loved ones with us always. And I think sometimes we forget that. But because of who we believe in, because of who we trust, we got to stand up boldly for our neighbors and our friends and our family members. And we got to be able to refer to these scriptures to know how important God takes motherhood. We should never take it lightly. Don't ever just say, well, I'll get back with you another time. We should always have time for our mothers. Would somebody say amen? Because he's worthy to be praised. And this thing about serving God, it's not just a Sunday thing. A Monday thing. You know, we draw so close to our mothers. I mentioned that though your child is 50 years old and you still view it as a child. My mother would call me and all through life, and she had something that needed to be done, I'd drop what I was doing to try to help get it done. And all my siblings were the same way. And the reason I value that is because we were taught not to just be limited to the little things. And so when somebody was taking a trip, they were going to New York or California or whatever it happened to be, one of us would want to take mom with us. Sometimes we even fuss over who gets the chance to take mom on the trip. So she got a chance to travel throughout the United States, and she got a chance to travel in Europe, Holy Land, just places that she wouldn't have gotten there by herself. But it's because the family wanted to lift up mom, give her a chance to do things that she might not normally do. My dad died early. He's 51 years old. Wonderful man. I don't believe anybody could have a better father. But dying early means that you got to know who's going to take care of mom. Mm-hmm. Now, her blessing was dad had good benefits as a longshoreman. So it was never a case of money or income, but it was a case of wrapping our arms around her and making sure that she knew she was loved even though dad was gone. And I believe that's what the scripture is showing us, even here in the Bible. With or without your spouse, there's work to be done. And that work falls on each one of us. Now, let me show you something. I know you've probably seen it already. But if you turn to the second chapter, because remember the first chapter in Genesis 1, verse 27, says God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Now look over in the second chapter and you'll find the completion, if you will, of the things that God wanted to do. If you go in the second chapter and you go to verse 18, it says, and the Lord God said, it's not good that the man should be alone. I'll make him a helpmate for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast, and he goes through all the beasts, and then it comes and say, and then he made a woman. Now, sometimes that might be confusing, but just remember, this is given to us in the stages that we need it. God created man and woman with a purpose. Man cannot reproduce without a woman. Would somebody say amen?
Amen.
I don't know what everybody's reading and TikTok. Woo. God knows what we need. And in case you didn't know, I may not be the most fluent in the things that are out there on the internet and in the computer world. And I'm good with that. But God has made things for us to be able to recognize the value of a mother. Without a mother joining with a father, there's no population increase. And one thing mankind was told, replenish the earth and multiply. And that's for those who could. If a person is not able to have children, they're just as blessed. They just don't have maybe the opportunity to watch children grow up. It's a special thing just to watch children grow up.
Amen.
Watch them advance and watch how they move from stage to stage till eventually they're able to carry you. When you can't carry yourself. So motherhood. Why was motherhood put in place? Because God's desire was that first the population would grow. And it would grow in a godly way. It's not enough just to have children. There's a responsibility that goes with having children. Is that right? And that responsibility never leaves. So anytime we have an opportunity to have a mother around for a long time, just value it. Know how good it is. And if it is that our mothers are taken, we've got to know that God knows all about it. And he can be a mother when we are motherless. Does anybody believe that? He can be a mother when we are motherless, just as he can be a father when we are fatherless. But taking that serious, that's a different thing. Because we love mom. We love what mom brings, a sense of humor and everything that you have in your memory bank. You love that. But recognize that it's not going to be always. But lift him up. Lift mom up while you can. Be excited about having a mother. If you don't do anything else on this Mother's Day, if you can contact them, contact. If you're able to be close enough that you can visit, I know you won't forget to visit. But if you're a distance away, at least get a call or a text or something, because God is a good God. And as long as we love God, what I found out is that your strength can increase to be able to deal with the issues that come up. I mentioned to the church this morning, I went to McDonald's yesterday. I told y'all that already about the chicken nuggets. But the young lady who helped me, she said, oh, good to see you. Oh, you by yourself today. Where's your wife? Boom. That part. Because I had to decide that it was time to let somebody know. I said, my wife died 2 months ago. Thank you. And she just broke down. She said, I just talked to her recently. Every time she comes in, she's talking about gumbo. Because this young lady's from Louisiana. She's talking about gumbo. If she's not talking about gumbo, she's talking about the grandchildren. Let me show you this picture of the grandchild. And it just dawned on me that it's not just me. I'm not the only one who's gone through this. I'm not the last one who's going to go through it. But I do believe there comes a time when you have to confirm what you believe about God. That God is good and he's great and he's holy and he's loving. So he's not going to put anything on us, we believe this, that you can't bear. But you got to trust him. Now comes the hard part. Lord, I'm the one who have lived with her 55 years of marriage. I'm the one, so I should be entitled to grieve a little longer than somebody else. No, you're not entitled. Move on. Moving on doesn't mean you don't love the person. This is what we have to remember. It doesn't mean you don't love the person. It means that you're going to miss the person.
Yes, sir.
So let your life be your guide for doing better tomorrow than you did yesterday. I say all the time, and this is kind of a rabbit trail. My wife loved the songs that we wrote. And she would always say, don't give up on it. One day they're going to make a movie about this song. She just wouldn't give up. And so it caused me to say, I'm going to follow through on some things. Going to get to some places that God wants me to be. I'm going to talk about people, talk about Jesus in the music. Because there's some people that need to know God is a loving God. God is not around to hurt us. He's not trying to beat us up. He loves us. And if we can accept that God loves us, that gives us a starting point to love one another. Amen. So why would I question God if I say I'm a believer? If I had a vote, don't get me wrong, if I had a vote, I'd vote no. Let her stay for a while. Take me. I don't have a vote. God is the one who's sovereign. He's the one who's in charge of everything. And if we pull God close to us, he can prop us up. I think that's why when my daughter came in, my son-in-law, I feel like they've been propped up. Don't know if they could have done this last month. But I'm grateful to God. So come back to what God says in this chapter. He said he's going to create a woman. And he's going to create a woman so man wouldn't be alone. We are not meant to be alone. We're meant to partner with somebody, if we will. Now, some people feel like I've got to live by myself. I can't tolerate people in my life. No, if you pray about it, you can tolerate them. Get over it, Bubba. You can tolerate it. And then you'll find you grow to the place. You grow to the place where not only will you tolerate them, you feel bad when they're not here. That's love. Yeah, God is a good God. And the way God set this up, and both these sections come together because this creation was done by God, and it comes together to let us know that man and woman have a purpose. It's not just to have children. It's to fellowship together. It's to value each other the way God values you, the way God values motherhood. There's divinity in motherhood. When a mother is right, when a mother is doing the mother things, that mother makes sacrifices. Many times they'll put their careers to the side to be able to do for those children what they believe needs to be done. That's love. And God will reward that. There are times when people think, well, because I gave up my career, I'm now dependent on somebody else. Not so. God can open doors that nobody can close. He is a mighty good God. I tell you, and to see friends turn out and the value they put on the motherhood and the value you put on motherhood and spouses, it just makes you feel good. And it reminds us we can move on. But move on never means we stop loving. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
Never means that we stop caring. Been just so many years now. And we look back on things that had impact on us that other people may not have. If you're blessed to have parents that love you, remember them. Now, the mother is not more important than the father. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
A good family, a strong family, will accentuate both the mother and the father. Give them the love that they deserve. The father is not more important than the mother. The father ought to be a breadwinner. What are you saying, preacher? I don't ever want to hear somebody say the mother's working and the dad's sleeping at home. That strikes a chord, doesn't it? Because there are people in the world that'll do that. Okay, her job of carriers, I'm just going to be a bass fisherman. But good luck with that. If you think it's going to support the home. Now, it can support the home if you do it the right way. But just make sure. Let's make sure we're doing our part as fathers to support that mother. Don't ever let children think that you as a father don't value the mother. You can't drag a mother around, grabbing her by her hair. First, it might come off. I'm just saying. But whatever. The guys, there are some guys who would actually abuse the mother. They would neglect the mother. They disregard the wishes of that mother in the household. We can't do that. We've got to learn to work together. This is a team thing. And it's the same thing in our churches. Our church needs to be teaching every day the value of motherhood, the divinity of motherhood. Because what we teach, our children will watch, and many times they teach the same thing.
Amen.
I was watching and thinking about this, how God moves in his own powerful way. There's a movie it's a few years old now, 10, 12 years old. And that movie points out something that people tend to forget. There's this fishing boat, and they go out to fish, and thinking they're going to just really strike it big because they found a special place that they wanted to fish. And it turned out that they, of course, never got back. And in the movie, it shows how much effort they put into trying to keep the ship afloat, how to save the crew, trying to save the catch that they had. But in the end, it was such a storm that they couldn't recover from it. And it reminded me that even when we put our best foot forward, when it's our time, we can't stay here. When God moves in his own powerful way and takes our loved ones, we can't keep them here. The love that God has is so great that we understand that when God steps in, he's moving them from a place of friction and challenges and all kind of issues that we deal with, and moving them to a place where there's no more crying, where there's no more tears, where there's no more challenges. He's good. He provides housing for us and doesn't require payment. Huh? No mortgage. And he's already done that. Why? Because he loves us. Don't ever forget that God loves you. Somebody might be sitting here today and might be saying, well, I don't know about that whole church thing. I don't know how much confidence I have in what the Bible teaches. I don't know if the Bible should be guiding my life or not. And that just means the person still has to grow, has to move up a little bit, has to be sanctified. Because once you come to understand the reality of God and the power of God, you never turn back. You never turn back. You're never going to stop loving God. You're never going to stop serving God. You strive to do the things that are in the scripture that you know God wants from you and from me. And so the divinity of motherhood is really more than just a story about how God created both man and woman in his image and his likeness. And I'll say this to the women, not just the mothers of the church, not just the mothers who are here and have children. Don't neglect teaching that child about God.
Amen. Amen.
There are a lot of things that is going on in the world. There are a lot of things that we call advancement, and that's good. God wants us to advance, to make progress. But don't ever reject the teaching of the Word of God. Amen. What your family sees, what your children see, will stay with them for a long time. Even if they don't tell you. It's almost like, and we all have this, we've got recorders. Before there were computers, we had recorders. Where the notes we make, the things we see, it becomes part of a... People who are drunkards, if they look back, they probably got a clue. They probably got the idea of drinking to fall out from somebody. It didn't just appear. People who are abusive to spouses, they probably got that from somewhere down the line. The church teaches what can overcome that. The church will teach the value of adhering to the Word of God. There's no book like the Bible. There's no book like a righteous Bible. The Bible does not make mistakes. It does not lie. So why would we neglect the teaching of the Bible? Normally it's because somebody else somewhere has said that we don't need it to live our lives. Surprise, surprise, somebody's going to be really surprised one day to find out that everything the Bible teaches is true. When God said, keep my commandments, it wasn't a suggestion. It was what he wanted from us, from we his people. Because we can do so much good by sharing the Bible, a lot more than we share TikTok. Yeah, TikTok. God bless, I tell you. I think I was the first person, I've spent many years in sales, and we used to have what we call a pocket planner. We carry it with us and we write everything down, keep our notes and our appointments and things, and keep it in our coat pocket as we were selling this or that. And I think I may have been the first person in the county to get a compact. Compact had a little gadget out, and it allowed you to, it was before the cell phone, but it allowed you to use electronics to keep up, and I loved it. Just felt like it was good. But turn around, I may have been the last person in the city to get a cell phone. I just didn't think it was right that people could call you anytime and know where you... Something wrong with that picture. But once I got one, felt like I can't live without it. Now, I know that's not true, but the things we get used to, we will promote. We'll encourage other people to do the same thing that we are doing. And so let's take this Mother's Day beyond where it is now. Nothing wrong with having the one day of celebration, but can't we recognize mothers more than once a year? We know we can do it in the church, but can we pass it on to other people? Value the motherhood. See divinity in the motherhood. Because God knows exactly what he's doing as he placed motherhood in place. And so we pray that those mothers who are here today, we love you. We praise your holy name. Be grateful for what God has done for you. And pray for those who may not ever have the chance to be a mother. It's not always, again, by choice. But if we just encourage everybody to love God, then, of course, we're going to carry mothers along with us and make sure we have a place for them in our life. So when mom is calling you, And you feel like you're not a child, yes, you are. To that mother, you are a child. 50, 60 years old, that mother's always going to look at you as her child. She's always going to want the best for you. And that's what we have to value, church. God is a good God. And I went in a circle today because there's some things we wanted to say. But the biggest thing is that God does love you. Don't ever let what happened yesterday keep you from loving God today. Do you believe he's worthy? He's worthy to be praised. That's why I get excited when I come here. And this church may never be the biggest church in town. I don't think that's the goal of God. But I don't think there's any church that's more connected to God than Pilgrim Branch and the people who choose to serve here. It just seems like this group gets it and understands what the Bible is directing us to. And so we're just going to love and keep going. Again, thank you for being here today. May God bless and keep you. Do you know that when Jesus went to the cross, he was really in the role of directing us? He was serving like a mother. He was sacrificing like a mother. He was loving like a mother. But why did he do it? He did it because of love. God loves us. So Jesus went to the cross to pay the price. Pay the full price to clean us up, to make us free from sin. And I look back at this scripture that we looked at today. When God created woman, you remember, he created woman from a rib of man. That did not make woman less than man. Would somebody say amen? This was just God's creative process. But when you study the scripture, it says he withdrew a rib from man to create woman. That was God's plan. Now remember this as you study. This Bible from original text says that God created woman from a rib. Nothing else. Only from the rib. Don't ever teach, don't ever preach, don't ever say that God created woman from something other than the rib. Why is it important? Because if we are not on one accord, we're going to get somebody confused. Let's keep it simple. Let's read and study from the Bible. And if you and I will read and study from the Bible, we will never put down a mother. We never will neglect a mother. We will never stop loving a mother because of all they do for us. And what they do for us is a reflection of what Jesus has done for us. May God bless and keep you. I'm so glad that Jesus got up, that he rose from the grave. If he had not risen from the grave, I couldn't go forward after what I've gone through. But because he got up, I can celebrate. Preacher, how can you celebrate? Because Jesus got up, and he opened the door for us to be able to get up one day. So I decided to put the gloom away. Serve God, love God, lift him up, and everybody I come to that I can talk to, I don't care whether it's McDonald's or the Whataburger where I seem to end up every morning, whatever, but it's time to just lift up Jesus to everybody, everywhere we go. Is that right? Am I studying the right Bible? So we praise a holy God. We're thankful that you are here. Use this day to further the cause of womanhood, motherhood, and put them in their proper place. Don't ever stop loving your mom. May God bless and keep you is our prayer. We praise his holy name. Our deacons are coming. Our ushers are standing. Our musicians are at their instruments. And we want to give you an opportunity. Somebody probably wonders, why do you open a church every Sunday? It's not open just every Sunday. The church is open all the time. You can come to Jesus any day. But there might be somebody who's come today who's ready to make a change in their life. We want you to know you're welcome here. Want you to know this can be a place of fellowship for you. May God allow you to allow the Holy Spirit to drive you. If you want to be closer to Jesus, will you come forward now? If you want to have Jesus leading and guiding you, will you come and join us here at Pilgrim Branch? There's a place for you here. There's a work for you to do here. Is there one who might be in the congregation? And if you're not physically here, wherever you are, Jesus will wrap his arms around you right now. You don't have to be physically at the church. But if you want to join, many of you are supportive and you don't come to the church, but you support the church. Please continue that. But always know there's a place for you right here. Is there one?
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."